I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for October 21st, 2025. CSX hauled more domestic coal in the third quarter, but as Curtis Tate reports for the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, its export coal business is in a slump.
CSX is the dominant rail carrier in West Virginia, with much of its business centered on coal. In a third quarter results presentation Thursday, the railroad recorded an 8% growth in domestic coal shipments in the 3 months ending September 30th, reflecting higher demand from power plants. By contrast, CSX saw its coal exports plummet 11% on weak demand for metallurgical coal to make steel. CSX hauls export coal from northern and southern West Virginia to ports at Baltimore and Newport News, Virginia. For the first 9 months of the year, the railroad shipped 60 million tons of coal, just about evenly split between domestic and export. Last year, the railroad and its principal rival, Norfolk Southern, shipped more coal overseas than domestically. Current trends may flip that around by the end of this year. I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
A local biofertilizer manufacturer, Alltech, is expanding its footprint in Nicholasville. The company broke ground on a newly planned $4 million facility last week. The 15,000-square-foot building is expected to produce more than 60,000 gallons of biological fertilizer every month and create at least 6 new jobs. Much of the investment comes from a recently approved USDA grant, which Alltech applied for in 2022. Alltech Vice President Steve Borst says they've gotten bipartisan support, even as some federal grants have been frozen.
Our current congressman, governor, very supportive of this. Again, because we're bringing jobs to Kentucky, the state of Kentucky, and we're bringing manufacturing capabilities domestically.
Borst says the facility will ferment bacteria to create natural fertilizers as a healthier alternative for crops. The Louisville Democratic Party announced on Monday that Gary Clemens is the nominee to fill the recently vacated state Senate seat in Louisville's South End. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on the story.
Clemens is a U.S. Army veteran and president of the United Steelworkers Local 1693. He's worked at the American Synthetic Rubber Company in Louisville's West End for decades. Clemens said in a statement that he personally understands the, quote, struggles of veterans and working families. The special election will be held on December 16th. The seat became vacant when former state senator Democrat David Yates was selected as Jefferson County clerk to fill another vacancy. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
A Davis County activist group is arguing that a recent decision by the county's library is the start of a wider effort to restrict and censor books discussing race, sex education, and LGBTQ+ identities. Last week, the conservative-leaning Board of Trustees for the Davis County Public Library voted 3-1 to move 4 books out of the young adult section and into the adult section. That comes after 2 years of pressure from conservative Christian groups and a controversial board appointment last month that shifted the board's makeup. Debbie McCoy is a steering committee member for the Coalition for an Inclusive Davis County, which has dedicated their efforts to preserving library collections. McCoy and others with the coalition fear the library will inevitably remove or censor books that help young people understand their identity.
This is the steps that they're taking, and the ultimate goal is to completely censor the libraries in whatever way they are able to do it. And it's really important that the libraries stay a free and open source of information for everyone.
The group plans to turn its attention back towards local politics in an effort to change the library's direction. A state lawmaker from Louisville pled guilty last week to driving while intoxicated, the second time she has done so over the past 5 years. Democratic Representative Beverly Chester Burton was sentenced to 10 days of home incarceration and must also undergo alcohol treatment as part of her plea deal. She previously pleaded guilty to another DUI charge in 2021 when she was mayor of Shively. Chester Burton was reelected to a second term in the Kentucky General Assembly just 3 months after her arrest last August. She was the only candidate in the general election ballot. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.